Marvin Miller, ladies and gentlemen, speaking for the makers of Old Gold Cigarettes, who are pleased to present the 33rd in a series of new programs with Carmen Dragon and his orchestra, starring Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's lovable Frank Morgan, the genial Don Ameche, and charming Francis Langford.
No more Yockers.
Oh, don't worry about that, Don. As far as I'm concerned, this is Yockerless Friday. I just want to know what time it is.
Well, it's 6:05. Why?
Don, would you think I'm an idiot if I told you something idiotic?
Well, yes, I think so.
In a few minutes, I have to give the baby another bottle.
Baby?
Whose baby is it, Tom?
Oh, it's one of mine. My wife took the other kids to San Francisco yesterday, and she left the baby with me.
What did she do that for?
Well, we had a nurse, but she quit this morning.
Well, that's awful. Where is the child now, Carmen?
In my dressing room, sleeping in a violin case.
Well, I never heard of such a thing. You know how to feed her, Carmen?
Not too well. That baby just won't eat a thing. I spent all afternoon tasting her milk to show her how nice it is, and now I don't feel so good.
Well, do you want me to take you up and burp you?
Carmen, I think I'd better go in and see if I can't feed the baby.
Okay, but you better put an apron on. She kicks and you're liable to get milk all over you.
Francis, do you have any children?
No.
Well, you go ahead. I think I'll phone my wife and ask her advice about feeding.
Well, ask if she knows how to stop the kid from crying, too, darling.
Yeah, I will. Hello. Hello, honey. Listen, what kind of food do you give to a 10-month-old baby? What? No, I'm not babysitting. I'm still on the air. Aren't you listening to the program tonight? You listening to what? Well, no wonder we haven't got any Hooper. Carmen's kid, he has to take care of it. Get some what? Oh, yeah. And how do you stop it from crying? Yeah. Okay, thanks, honey. Goodbye.
What'd you say, Don?
Carmen, your worries are over. Just give your baby an old watch or a 10-cent string of beads and she'll stop squawking.
That's what he says. I can get my baby a barrel of perfume and a mink coat and I still can't keep her quiet. I see you haven't been around very much. Where is this baby of yours?
Resting in my dressing room.
Dressing room? Well, you've been around more than I thought. However, right now, I'm interested in knowing whether any applicants turned up in answer to my ad in this morning's paper.
What ad?
This one. Wanted serving girl, good salary, must be willing and able. Dodger, I interviewed 200 women and couldn't find one that was willing and able. Well, the ones that were able weren't willing, and the ones that were willing weren't able.
I see. Well, why are you so particular about a serving girl, Frank?
Well, haven't I told you about the trouble we encountered with our present upstairs maid?
Your upstairs maid?
Yes, a self-effacing but rather beautiful young lady.
Huh?
I selected her from 30 applicants sent to me from the school for wayward girls.
Wayward girls? Aren't you afraid she might rob the house?
Oh, no. The trouble is, I put her to work as an upstairs maid, but unfortunately, we have no upstairs. She's been working for us for 3 months, and I haven't told her yet.
You haven't told her yet?
No.
You mean you've been keeping the girl in the dark?
Every chance I get. The maid I'm looking for now must have... Well, this must be one of the applicants. Hello, my dear.
Why, hello.
Well, what a lovely chambermaid. I haven't seen anyone look so good in an apron since I was dispossessed at the YWCA. May I see your references?
Well, I'm afraid
Oh, never mind. I can see in a glass as you'll do. The job pays $60 a month with board and $200 a week if I'm not bored. Is that satisfactory?
I'm sorry, Mr. Morgan, yes. But right now I've got my hands full with an infant. I have to warm a bottle. Goodbye.
Well, I didn't even get her name.
Oh, are you a madman, Frank? That was Frances Langford, our featured singer. She's worked with you for months.
Oh, Frances E. Singer. Works for Madman Month. Yeah, well, she's a capable-looking girl. It's a pity she won't work for me. Together, we could have made a fine pair of domestics.
A fine pair of domestics?
Yes, she has a handyman.
You really mean you didn't know that was Frances Langford?
Well, I thought she looked kind of familiar, but wasn't she wearing an apron?
Yes, Frank. She's just helping me out. Yeah, he's got a baby in the dressing room.
A baby? Well, congratulations, Herman. Have a cigar.
No, it's not a new one. His nurse walked out this morning and Carmen stuck with the baby. His wife's in San Francisco and she doesn't know about it.
Oh, Doyce doesn't know she had a baby. Somebody better tell her it's Mother's Day on Sunday.
Don't you understand, Morgan? Carmen needs somebody that knows about children. His kid has been crying all day and refuses to eat.
Refuses to eat? Well, the answer is simplicity itself, and the dog dates back to the father's infancy. Herman, did your mother have any children?
Just two, my brother and sister. What's wrong with you, Carmen? Aren't you one of the family?
I guess so, but I was so small I didn't even count. You know, when I was born, I only weighed a pound and a half.
Not really. Did you live?
Sure, you ought to see me now.
Stop wasting time with Morgan, Carmen. You better get a doctor to look at your kid.
Well, that won't be necessary, Herman. Long experience tells me that your child's difficulty lies in improper adjustment. By a series of simple tests, I can determine...
What are you giving out with, Morgan? Do you know anything about child psychology?
Are you serious, Dodger? Would you ask George Bernard Shaw if he knew anything about architecture?
But Shaw is a playwright.
He is? Well, then why should you ask him about architecture? My advice to you is to get a good architect, tell him what kind of a house you want.
I don't want a house.
I hear what you know about child psychology.
Oh, yes. Well, learning the fundamentals of child psychology is just like taking candy from a baby. In fact, the whole idea is taking candy from a baby. When you have more babies than you have candy, you divide them equally, add your age, take away the number you first thought of, and the number is always nine.